y'all. Welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on BBS Radio and TV along with Rumble. That is right. I am your host, Just Jody, and today we have a whole lot of breaking news to deliver as well as a very special guest who I happen to love, you guys. Become friends on the side with this guy. I love him so much and everything he does. Mr. Joe Lombardi is here. That is right. Joe is the founder and the CEO of Iron Hawk Financial, a company that he built to secure the future of many American people. So let's get Joe in here. He's going to help discuss what's happening in the world with Joe Biden, his endorsement of Kamala, and also tell us more about Iron Hawk Financial as we lead into this conversation today. So let's find Joe. And forgive me, my assistant is on vacation. Joe! We're back at it, Joe.
Let's go. How you doing, Jody?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. But as I was just saying, you know, before we got on, this oversight committee hearing is lit. They are ripping the Secret Service up and apart. It's a sad day in America. Sad. We can't trust anything right now. I don't know, Joe. It's getting scary. It's getting really scary. Even Dan Scavino put out this crazy post last night. And I don't know like how involved you are in social media, but this was nuts. I'm going to screen share this over there so you can see it and refresh on it with me. This is like Dan Scavino, you guys. He literally comes out and says, like, you know, Kamala was in on it. Here we go. I'll rewind it.
Kamala was in on it. She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health,
tireless, vibrant, and I have no doubt about the strength of the work that we have done.
But Kamala knew Joe couldn't do the job, so she did it. Look what she got done. A border invasion, runaway inflation, the American dream dead. They created this mess. Kamala owns this failed record. Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this app.
Joe, what is happening?
The memes are wonderful since he got elected.
It's rough, man. It's so rough to watch. I'm sitting here last night. I'm going through news and I'm like, man, Joe's coming on the right day because boy, do we need security in our future after all of this week. I just kept thinking to myself, you know, does his signature even look like a signature? No, because you know everybody went through that little form he filled out and put on, you know, and they're saying he didn't even do it. It's not his signature. And is this a real endorsement? And why hasn't he come out on camera? People want to know if he's alive, Joe. They're like, is he still alive?
I mean, maybe the sniper got to him first. I don't know, right?
I'm sitting there. And then Speaker Johnson. Here's what he stated last night. This was too much for me. He said, at the unprecedented juncture in American history, we must be clear about what just happened. The Democratic Party forced the Democratic nominee off the ballot just over 100 days before the election, having invalidated those votes of more than 14 million Americans who selected Joe Biden to be their Democratic nominee for president. Self-proclaimed party of democracy has proven exactly the opposite. The party's prospects are no better now with Vice President Kamala Harris, who co-owns the disastrous policy failures of the Biden administration. As a second in command and a completely inept border, Harris has been a gleeful accomplice. Joe, they're throwing her right where she belongs, under the bus. She's been compliant with all of this.
You know how she got in, you know, we all know how she went from a nobody to all of a sudden in politics, you know.
I saw a video. She was with a rap artist or Pete Diddy or somebody, and she was really young and they had to announce who she was. Nobody even knew who she was. I was like, what is happening? What is happening? Oh, what's that other guy? Montel
Williams.
Yeah. So she's at like an event in her like 25, 30s, you know, somewhere around their age. And she's just like with him going in and with all these people. And I'm like, what is happening? And nobody knew who she was. He's like, it's Kamala Harris. Like he's making something out of her, you know, and everybody's like, who the hell is that? And, you know, it was really crazy to see her past, you know, and like Hoochie Mama and out with all these people. And like, this is what we want. We want a Vice President Hoochie.
Yeah, who broke up a married family and tore kids away from their mother. And yeah, just great A person.
Yeah. So we're really dealing with a massive situation today. And I just kept saying to myself, the Americans over and over again have said no to her being their nominee, whether they're Democratic or not. Even the liberals, they're like, no, you know? So I'm really expecting some crazy stuff to happen. I truly am. I think it's going to get really wild. Man, it's like this. This coup of whatever they're doing of the Democrats, I'm going to say they're not going to just allow her to be the nominee with more backup. Now, I can't prove that, but there's so much evidence following that announcement that it wasn't official. Like, we need an official announcement, you know, especially after what his brother said. And Joe Biden's brother said some weird stuff yesterday. Let's see. Let's pull it up. This was really weird. He acted like he was dying. And I'm like, well, if this is the case, then they've all been in on it. They all have known that he's a mess and he shouldn't be leading the country. Right here, Joe Biden's brother, Frank, says Biden's declining health played a considerable role in his decision to drop out. And he suggests that time is winding down for Biden. And he gets into this a little bit about his health. We won't go over this full announcement. It's not what we're going to hear to do today. But I just thought, whoa, as he unravels this, and then we have this in the Gateway Pundit right here where you see his signature. That is not the signature that came out yesterday. It was just like this weird thing, right? And I just was blown away by some of it.
They're scrambling because they thought it had it wrapped up. They were going to murder Trump and call it a day. And then doesn't matter who's president, you know, because Obama's been the president, you know, so far his term.
Yeah.
You saw that clip where Obama was saying, you know, they ask him, would you run for a third term? He's like, no, it's unconstitutional. I would never do that. And he said, but I would be in the background with some headphones, you know, telling the guy, you know, like the prankster show exactly what to say and what to do. I'd be cool with that. And literally that's what's been going on.
Yeah, it's too much for most people that are watching. I had so many like people reaching out on social media yesterday, like, Jody, where do we go from here? How can we get involved to stop this nominee? And I'm like, the sad thing is, if they don't misprove them or step in, or the DNC doesn't really get powerful with their suggestions, we got a bigger problem. We got another puppet that's just running free out there, you know, after the Obamas and the Clintons endorsed her yesterday. I was like, how can they endorse her when Biden hasn't stepped out and said, I'm fully endorsing her and made this verbal on camera thing? Or the whole thing is shady, Joe. We're back to shady America.
Yeah, it's been that way for a long time because government is not really transparent what they do and how they do it and why they do it. And everything that they do is to benefit the oligarchy, to benefit the kings of our democracy, so to say. We basically are turning into England. We're turning back into Rome. It's all the same story. History repeats itself. You know, we're seeing it live. And
we are.
You know, if I had to choose a running mate against Trump, I'm very glad it's, you know, Kamala. She had the lowest approval rating out of any vice president ever. And even when Biden's approval rating was really bad, hers was like 10 points worse. So,
I'm not kidding you. All week long since the shooting, we're watching this unravel. We know that these people are not going to be able to hold against Making America Great Again. They're not going to be able to hold against them. And you see that they're attempting this other way of a stolen election again or something of that matter. So my big fear, honestly, is that too many Americans are like, oh, we won, whatever, blow this off, instead of the involvement in the action that has to be taken everywhere across the board. And we really need this oversight committee to call out the Secret Service today. And they have been, but I mean, like, we need a prosecution, you know, watching the way that perimeter went down, you know. I think I've told you before, my husband served on the SWAT team local here for 17 years out of his almost 30-year police career. 17 years was as a co-commander of the SWAT team. So with that being said, you know, we know a little bit about perimeters, let alone presidential duties where the extra special operatives are called in when they don't have enough Secret Service. And he's done these duties. So for us, we're sitting there like, this is 150 yards. Joe, I'm not a great shot, but Joe, 150 yards. If you shoot enough, I could probably have like made a shot. So this is scary to think that some 20-year-old randomly freaking was able to put a whole perimeter, get there, have the right things, scout the area out by his own, and make it past all the Secret Service at 20 years old with a
He's in a BlackRock video. What do you expect?
You know?
This was an inside job, and there's no way that you can convince me. It's like saying, oh, 9/11 was done by some random guys in a cave 3,000 miles away, just random, you know? Yeah, like, they just want you to believe what they want you, what they tell you.
Yeah.
And don't do your critical thinking. Don't ask questions. If we say blue is purple, it's now purple.
Yeah.
Like, if a boy can now win, beat a girl in swimming, that's how it is. They just want upside down world and just people just to say, it is what it is. That's just the new world. Cause some stranger who is God's child, like I am, and we are all equal, is now telling me how I should think, how I should feel, how life should be, how I should interpret reality. Yeah. And it's so important for you to maintain your own views, your own standpoints of reality, and don't let other people influence you, especially that have nefarious, you know, intentions.
Mm-hmm. So where were you, or how did it go down for you when you heard about the shooting? Where were, like, can I ask that?
Yeah, I mean, I was at a picnic, and I must have gotten about 100 text messages. Is this real? Like, all my, like, moderate friends and clients. Like, is this a hoax? I just saw this. Is this real? Like, anybody would know, it'd be you. So, you know,
yeah.
I had a guy leave like his daughter's 3-year-old birthday party, run into the bathroom just to give me a call. You know, he's like,
that is awesome.
Yeah, I swear, it was crazy. It was like bing, 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 bing. I'm like, wait, what? You know, and then you know, I was watching it, and I couldn't believe it. You know, there's just a part of me that just feels like, you know, Trump's uncle had Tesla's information. It was supposed to be time traveling they were working on, and you know, the Barron Trump book in the 1900s and all these coincidences. Mm-hmm. Like, Trump, I feel like he already knew it was coming. I don't know. That may sound weird, but I just feel like he knew. I mean, the probability of him looking at the right time, the cameraman, to give that iconic historical picture. Oh my God. That's one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was a mess. It was beautiful when that, you know, he stood up and was able to do that.
And the flag's inverted and there's blood going down his face and he's pumping his fist. Like, and he's saying,
I'm like, this is a massive intervention divinely, because I can't accept anything else at this point. Here was the problem. I was in public. You're not going to believe my phone, right? And I'm like, what is happening? I can't even look at this. We're in a restaurant for the first time, my husband and I, and like the whole year maybe. And we don't get out often. You know, we have kids. One of them is disabled. You got to hire a nurse or have a whole plan for that. Well, we were invited by my sister and brother-in-law. We haven't been out together in over 3 years. And we go out with them to this, we're going to the Chris Stapleton George Strait concert, and they had floor seats. They own a bar and they were given vendor seats. So they invited us to go. So we go to dinner first. And we're in, you know, downtown Detroit. This is what I'm getting at. Downtown Detroit. And you think this is going to get ugly for you, right? Because we're headed to Ford Field for this event. Well, my phone's going crazy in the restaurant. The whole restaurant, Joe, everybody was like, nobody was upset. Or like not upset, I mean. Everybody in the restaurant was like, oh my God. They were shrinking down. They were getting like in their seats, like really small. My husband's like, your phone, my phone. And, you know, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are fairly awake, but at a, you know, a different level, crossing over from Democratic or liberal to MAGA supporters. So they were like, what is happening? You know, and not where I'm like, this is really happening. Like at this point, he's getting out of there, but how do we know we don't have any cranial damage? How do we know all these things? We don't know anything. And I got to go to this concert. And it was so awesome. By the time we get over there and I'm like, I'm looking for like nicotine pen. Somebody save me. Like, get yourself together is where I'm at. Right. Trying to just get myself together. And even the guards where you come in for a field were like, what has happened? You know, and everybody in there, like my husband had on like a nice flag shirt. It was a really nice shirt, something that kind of looked patriotic, and everyone was like approaching us. I had on like my Eagle cowboy boots, you know, and they just kept coming over saying, what just happened? What just happened? Did you hear this? Did you hear it? People were sobbing before the concert starts. And then both of them come out saying, we're going to pray for a miracle right now. We're going to pray for, you know, everything that just occurred with President Trump. And the whole crowd was lit. It was such a like a power in that room of thousands of people going, you know, and to find out he was okay, obviously. But it was wild. It was a wild day. I couldn't wait to get home. And here I'm finally out without my children. Like, just get me home. Like, that's going to do something. Like, what's that going to do, Jody? Nothing. You're going to do anything but this and this and this, and you're going to be busy again, you know, but it was a moment, Joe. It was a moment. So we can't trust these people with our country. So I'm definitely not going to be trusting them with our financial future, Joe. There's no way. So tell everybody a little bit about Iron Hawk. So I just want to say before you do, you guys, this is a company, and you know I only bring you ones I fully trust. This is one I fully trust, and Joe is not a sponsor. I'm telling you now, I fully trust Iron Hawk Financial to be able to secure your future, protect, and grow your own wealth is really important. I mean, can we trust this, Joe? Let me just see what we got here. I can't trust this. Imagine this, controlling our money and helping secure our future, or going to battle with Putin. Just check it out. Right? Joe, I'm holding my face. I can't handle it. That's what we're dealing with. I ain't giving nothing over her way. Like, no way is the government going to have an involvement in my future investments. So let's talk. Let's talk about Iron Hawk. Tell me what has been going on with Iron Hawk recently and how it's all been moving forward for Iron Hawk.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing these podcasts now for about a year. Been working a lot with the Patriot Market, growing like crazy. You know, all 50 states, thousands of clients, billions of dollars of protection and rollovers. you know, I just got into the Marquis Who's Who, which is right behind me. It goes to Congressional Library, top 1,000 influential people for 2023. So as long as the country's around, which I don't know how long that'll be, you know, I'll be in the Congressional Library. Cool. But, you know, what people don't really understand is that when you do the traditional investments, right? If it's a 401k, an IRA, a SEP, a simple pension, deferred comp, 457, you know, brokerage account. Wall Street has been in collusion with the United States government and the Federal Reserve for a very long time. And they created these type of strategies to benefit each other, right? So you have like a 401k, you have a 12B1 fee, Class A share fund fee, money manager fee, annual account fee, mutual fund expense fee. about half of your account over 30 years goes to Wall Street. And you get nothing for it except the fact to know you're paying for some schmuck's Lamborghini in Manhattan. then on the other side, the government's going to take half your money, if not more, with federal tax, state tax, FICA, Medicare, unemployment, Social Security tax. So the average American signs up for these plans through their company thinking, oh, you know, this company's going to take care of me. Well, what is the company? It's a corporation. It's a piece of paper. And these people, they like pledge allegiance to these demonic entities, a piece of paper, similar to AI. That's where I think a lot of demonic entities go. Yeah. So you have to do it on your own. You have to do what the ultra wealthy do. You know, Jody doesn't work for CNN. Jody works for herself. And when you work for yourself, you have to make these finite decisions to say, I am going to own my own retirement. I'm going to be my own bank, which is one of the three books I've written, which detaches yourself from the demonic government, right? Even if Trump wins, the government's still, you know, demonic. I mean, but now we have, you know, an angel in there, so to say. But an angel can't defeat 1,000, you know, demons. So that, you know, that's why he tried to drain the swamp before. And he couldn't, because there's two-faced, there's too much cabal, and he's only there for 4 years. You know, think of the damage Nancy Pelosi can do for 40 years, and Biden can do for 40 years, and Hillary can do for 35 years, you know, and our rhino Republicans are in with them, McConnell and all those aren't real. Absolutely. Republicans. So when you understand how it works, when you invest in the government, all you're doing is enriching the oligarchy when you invest in the government sponsored accounts. So then you're like, okay, well, what else is there? You know, there's independent, there's Roth IRAs, still government. So what all my clients are doing, to the tune of thousands of them in every state, is they're saying, if I had a choice to have my account tax-free or taxable, which one do I want?
Right.
If I had the choice to have access to my money or handcuff it till I'm 59 and a half, which one do I want? If I had an account where they force me to pull money out of my account at 73, or I don't have to and I can let it build and compound and grow for a legacy for my kids or grandchildren, which one would I want? If I had a choice to have it sue-proof, or if there's a lawsuit, driving a car, kill a doctor on accident, something like that, you know, pull a Bruce Jenner, you don't have to worry about, you know, them coming after this account on like a 401k. You know, if I need access to it, what would I rather do? Well, I'd rather lean the money, right? I'd rather lean my position than just sell it. Because if I lean, then I still have future growth on money that isn't there. That's what so about returns? Important. Do I want 8% taxable, which nets me 4%, or do I want 14% tax-free, which nets me 14% tax-free? So this strategy has been utilized through option contracts inside of Section 7702 of the IRS, which again, that's Section 7702. Please Google it. It's the exact section code that Hillary and Trump were talking about on the debate when Hillary goes to Trump, oh, you're a bad orange man because you pay no taxes. And Trump says, it doesn't make me bad. It makes me smart.
Right.
And your donors all do it. But what they were referring to in that debate was IRS code 7702, which says that it's if the death benefit of a life insurance policy is legally tax-free, which it is, the death benefit is.
Mm, that benefit important.
Me if I'm alive, right?
What right.
Does that benefit me? Well, if the death benefit is legally tax-free, all the money inside the account in that wrapper is legally tax-free. And then having the option to buy call options or option contracts or derivatives, which is how this world runs. That's how there's not enough money in our money supply or M1 supply is 5% of what they say our debt is and all the money that transferred. How is that? Through derivatives. So if perfect example, if Elon Musk needs like $100 million for SpaceX, right? Elon has two choices. Do what the average American does. Sell to $200 million worth of Tesla stock, give the government $100 million in taxes, and then use the $100 million to buy the rocket. Mm. Or the ultra rich do, lean $100 million of his Tesla stock, go to the bank, get a loan, a tax-free loan for $100 million, still earn interest on his Tesla stock, even though it's lean, it's gone because it's lean, but he's still earning interest on it and earning revenue on money that's not there, and then take that $100 million to buy a rocket. So in the first example, he sells his position, loses all future profit. He gives half of whatever profit or principal he had to the government, and he gets his 50 cents with no future profit. What all my clients do and what the ultra wealthy do is they say, instead of cashing out or selling their position, they lean their death benefit. So they accelerate their death benefit while they're still alive. Imagine that. You have $1 million death benefit. You have $100,000 in cash. You accelerate $100,000. So they're literally prepaying you your death benefit while you're still breathing, tax-free. And then you're still earning interest on your position that you're in, an account where you cannot lose, guaranteed.
Wow. So important for us to understand right now as Americans, because literally the Bidenflation has taken so many of us back to our savings account just to learn to survive in this world of craziness. So people have depleted so much. And I know, like, you know, I think I've told you before, but also like for us to, you know, you got a retired member of the family. My husband's retired. However, you know, he has two other jobs at the college as the chief there and the mayor here. So with these things being said, if we wanted per se to take $100,000 and put it down on a lake piece of property or something, do you know for us to move our own money, we're taxed again on that money? And I mean, it's extensive. I mean, it's up to like 10% of getting your money out of how the city holds it in these retirement.
Yeah, it's just a penalty.
So yeah, it's a mass penalty. And I'm like, well, why did we put all this money there if we can't even use our money? Right?
Because Americans at some point trusted the government, and at some point we woke up. We woke up to the fact that our grandparents, who worked their butt offs and lived in one of the best times to buy, meaning things were cheap. They're not cheap anymore, right? I have three children. It's an S show for what's coming for them. I mean, the American dream has been shot multiple times, you know, probably by that same shooter. But so if you understand what is going on, the only way to combat it is to be proactive. And I think that's what's separating, you know, the liberals or the people that want people to think for them. They don't want to critically think. They're too busy picking out what gender they're going to be on Thursday. So when you understand the people that actually care about their family, they care about their financial health, as well as their emotional, physical, mental, spiritual health. Those are the people that say, what do I do and how do I do it? And if I had to choose what I would do, you know, I've been doing this 21 years. Do I want to pick something where the winners do it or the ultra wealthy do it? Or do I want to do what the broke people do? If you are the sum of your five closest friends, you are the sum of your five closest financial habits.
Yeah.
Meaning it has nothing to do with how much money you make. That's what people get. That is the misconception. I have clients who make $750,000 a year combined and their net worth is negative. Negative. You know, you hear these stories, people winning the lottery and then they're broke within 5 years. So it has nothing to do with the amount. It has everything to do with how you view the money you earn. Is it fun coupons, right? From like the Wolf of Wall Street. Let me just go online. I'm bored scrolling. I'm drunk scrolling. Let me just click and buy stuff that I don't need and throw it in the corner to make myself feel better in that time. Or do I understand that the money I earn is a gift from God? And God gave me this life. God gave me the talent to earn this revenue. I should take this revenue that I earn. It's very important. And I have to make sure that I use it properly. It's like, would you let anybody just watch your kids? Or would you have to vet them? Well, it's the same thing with money. When you work with somebody, you want to make sure they're 5-star rated, A+ rated on the Better Business Bureau, like I am. Published author, have my own radio show, Money Talk with Iron Hawk. that airs every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. I have over 100,000 listeners globally right now. This show's only been around a month and a half, going on 2 months.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't know this show. I'm going to have to tune in. I also want to get that book.
Yeah, it's on the Brushwood Media Group. And that's a subsidy of Apple. So I'm on every platform known to man. So, and people are looking to say, what do I do? How do I do it? The traditional way is wrong. The traditional way of let me get a mortgage, which 90% of people can't afford one right now, with interest rates being so high and the house market being so high. Let me get a 401k. Let me get a bank account. You know, everything is monitored and controlled. Everything they can take from you. This has HIPAA laws. I don't know if you remember about COVID, but HIPAA is a barrier between any creditor, anybody finding out you have this money. So the ultra wealthy are like, well, if it's sue proof, it's liquid. There's no 59.5 year rule, no 73 RMDs. It's sue proof. It's divorce proof in some states. When you, and again, I understand this is very exciting stuff, but it's something that you need to do for your future. And a lot of people don't. It also has long-term care. You know, you can be a millionaire and then you or your spouse get sick. The state's going to take all of your money. Long-term care is like $200,000 to $400,000 a year, depending if it's tax money or tax-free money. And who the heck has $1 million sitting in a savings account?
Right.
So these are the things that you have to understand when you build a solid financial foundation is to reduce your taxation, give you downside protection, increase your upside. Have liquidity that you can lean and still earn money that's not there. And basically earn two streams of income on $1. And then the flip side is, hey, my money's already in an IRA or 401k, Joe. Can I pull it out? No, I have a second strategy for that. We can look at annuities that you can't lose. You know, I've started doing that maybe a few years ago. And now I'm up to almost $100 million a year of rollovers, you know, nationwide with all my agents and offices that I have. So It's so important to do this financial planning, because if you fail to plan, your plan's to fail.
Right.
And it's with every aspect of your life, your spiritual, your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your financial. And so it's don't trust the government. I don't know how else I can say it. I love my country. I just hate my government. I don't hate anything. Mm-hmm. But they deliberately hurt us. They deliberately steal from us. They deliberately put us in slavery. They're printing federal notes. Like, Jody, have you ever wondered why the Federal Reserve could just print money? How we owe $34 trillion?
I have, actually. I'm like, what are they doing? We don't have this money. They're printing more, and we're sending it to the Ukraine.
They print that money on your future labor and my future labor and our children's future labor.
We are their worker bees. They're little
slaves.
We are
their slaves.
We're like totally indoctrinated to go to school, learn all these things so you can work for them in one of the establishments in the economy to keep America growing instead of growing it ourselves from our own families, you know, and our own businesses. It's horrible. It really is. If I knew what, you know, years and years ago, what I know now, it would have really changed the path.
Be a millionaire. Oh,
yeah. I would have changed the path. And for also like moving forward, securing our own money is a big thing. You know, I've told you this, we got to get together on another when we're not live on a podcast, because moving money is a big deal where we're at. Like, we can't just move our money around without getting taxed right now. That's a really big deal, the way that it's being held. My husband would be the professional to speak on that, but it seems to be what's happening to most people who retire, who put away whatever they can for the rest of their life. And then you got this money sitting there and you can't touch it. And then you're taxed upon it. And we didn't, like before you, I wouldn't have known about the tax code, right? Which is, what's the tax code?
7702.
7702. I know I write this down every time you're here. And I go back through the video to find it, to talk about it. But it's really important. And remember how America exploded when Hillary said that to him, and they were all like, Trump doesn't pay taxes, and you blah, 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 blah. And then you go and look at Hillary, and it's like, she's been using this code for a gazillion years.
Oh my
what
God.
The hell are you talking about?
Tell
you know,
and another trillion-dollar industry that is not mainstream. Trillion, yeah. With a T. Trillion-dollar industry. Who's investing in that? If you aren't investing it, I'm not, well, you know I am, but let's assume I'm a middle, you know, middle-class guy. If you understood who's investing in it,
yeah,
right. When these baseball players get $700 million contracts, when these top executives get $10, $20, $30 million salaries,
They don't put their money in the bank where it's only $250,000 FDIC insured. That would be stupid because they know the banks, you can't trust them.
Right.
So it's like, okay, well, then where are they putting it? They're creating their own bank. Just this strategy has been around 187 years. It's backed by AAA rated companies. It has never, ever lost, including the Great Depression, the Civil War, World War One, World War II, never needed outside support. It's a mutual company, not for profit. And you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars per company. And you have so many of them. And it's like, and they all have different features, you know? So you got to make sure you're with a broker, somebody that doesn't work for one company. That's that, you know, I used to work for MetLife, right? So what did I sell? MetLife Auto, home, life, disability, annuities, retirement, MetLife everything. I mean, MetLife refrigerators, right? Mm-hmm. Everything. Because were they the best at any of them? No. But that was what my sales manager told me to sell so he can get the overrides and make money on me because that's the only way he made money. So having an independent person, somebody who's separated from the financial realm, because the financial realm is real dirty. I worked in Wall Street. I worked in Manhattan for years. There's some shady, shady, shady stuff. Just like the government's shady, financial industry is shady as heck too. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that who you're working with is not there to take advantage of you. Somebody's transparent, you know, somebody that walks you through, builds your own custom plan, shows you what if I need money, what if I don't, what's guaranteed. There's no surprises. That's how I was able to maintain a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau with zero complaints doing this for decades. Because if you do the right thing, people love you, and then they refer you, and then they're happy, and then they leverage, you know, my account to buy, you know. And when's the best time to buy? Is it when everything's super high, or is it when the market crashes? You can extreme discount on whatever you want. So it encompasses so much, from the standard government investment, from timing of the market, having access to your money 24/7. Them not telling you have to take your money with required minimum distribution RMDs, having it sue proof and protected, having life insurance, having disability, having long-term care, critical illness, critical ailment. I had one of my clients just got into a bike accident about a year ago. He's got a check for $300,000 cash so he can get a new robotic arm. You know, like if he didn't have that plan, I met him at my son's football game.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we need some life insurance. We heard you do that. I said, yeah, but you need to do a plan like this. It's so vitally important to talk to somebody who knows what you're doing.
It's so scary because nobody trusts anyone anymore in America, thanks to the government. So here's the thing, like you have such a beautiful track record and people like your reputation is amazing. The other thing is you came from a situation that led you where you are today. You know, tell them a little bit about that if you don't mind. Like, I know people who've tuned in before to us might know, but we have new viewers today because we are also global in 38 countries on BBS Radio and TV as well as Rumble. So that's really cool for us right now. That's something new that happened for me recently, and it's a great place to be. I'm loving working with them. But tell us some of the newer viewers kind of about your history and how you ended up here. Cause it's a hard story, but it's meaningful. And that's what made you want to do this for the American people.
Yeah. I mean, I was supposed to be in construction. My dad owned JV Lombardi Builders, multi-million dollar construction company, working one of the richest markets in the country, Greenwich, Connecticut. And he fell 30 feet off a ladder, hanging a mural on a mansion. There was this row of like, he worked house of the CEO of Coca-Cola, CEO of the NFL, some of the top real estate moguls in Manhattan come to Greenwich. You know, Tom Brady lives in Greenwich. So he was working with, and he fell, he lost everything. And so I was being groomed to be, you know, his predecessor and work with him. He actually created a subsidy company, Lombardi and Sons building. And so here I am at 15, you know, I had a sister that was born 2 pounds, 7 ounces due to alcohol syndrome. Her mother drank vanilla extract and Listerine during pregnancy because my dad's been AA since 91, so she couldn't bring in any type of traditional alcohol. And we ended up finding the receipts after the divorce in a purse because she was afraid if she threw it in the garbage, my dad would find it. So she hid all the receipts. So here my sister's almost dead, you know, almost died. My dad fell 3 stories. My stepmom went to rehab, you know, so it was just me and my sister. I was 15. I was a sophomore at Fairfield Ward in Connecticut.
And so I dropped out of football, track, and basketball. I went to go work at a daycare called Child's Garden. It was on Mona Terrace in Fairfield. And I used to walk. I used to walk to high school. It was about 3/4 of a mile away. So I used to walk her to the daycare, drop her off, go to high school, come back, work at the daycare till 6. So I had some help, you know, they feed her most of the time, and then bring her home and then do my homework, put her to bed, and then did that for over a year. You know, it was either that or me or my sister would have went to DCS because neither of us were adults. I wasn't 18.
Hard times.
So, you know, and then shortly after that, my grandmother has a stroke, led to dementia. She inherited my grandfather's estate, Lombardi Masonry, who built all the Westfield shopping malls in New England and all the foundations. And that just went to a nursing home in Fairfield, across from Sacred Heart University. Stole $4.2 million from my grandmother because she didn't die, right? You think long-term care, you die within like 18 months usually. Well, dementia doesn't kill you. So she's alive for over 7 years, just ate away.
And they just took all of everything from her.
Well, $300,000 a year, you know, and then that's tax-free. Mm-hmm. So then she had to sell $600,000 of hard assets, real estate, stocks, IRAs. So what this is what the people don't understand. It's like, oh, I have $1 million. I'm good. Well, if it's not in cash, you're not good because it's only $500,000 because the government's going to steal half of your money when you're older. And then if you die, you have estate tax is going to steal another half of your money if you're over a certain limit. And these are things that people don't think about. And then literally like a year later after that, I get a phone call. And again, I had a strange relationship with my mom. She left at 4. She wanted an abortion. I wouldn't be here if my dad wasn't pro-life.
Horrible.
And she's like, yeah, you know, Come get your son or I'll put him in orphanage a month after the divorce because she just wanted to take all the assets and just, you know, do drugs and party. She lived in Boca Raton. She had different boyfriends buy her a car, different boyfriends buy her spot at Boca Point. And she was like what I called expensive escort. You know, that's all my mom wanted to do is party and hang out with dudes that had a lot of money. So, you know, it was just me and my dad. We grew up impoverished. So I get a phone call. Hey, she has cirrhosis of the liver from drinking 4 bottles of wine a day for decades. It would kill you at 52 years old. And, you know, it just crippled me because she died 10-309. My first child was born 11-309. We just bought our house August 09, just got a dog February of 10. So there was like so many changes that like threw me into an extreme anxiety and depression for a while.
You were living the circumstances of the government, the like brutal circumstances of a family that worked their butts off to get where they were. And then boom, it's just all wiped.
It comes from every angle. The government doesn't care about from you. The game is designed for you to lose. Mm-hmm. And if you don't use these hacks or cheat codes that the ultra wealthy use, you are going to get wiped. There's no doubt about it. Whether it's I need care, whether it's I die early, whether it's I'm really successful, I'm a multimillionaire, I'm totally fine. Now you have estate taxes.
Yeah.
This that's what people understand. It's like, oh, I'm worth $10 million, Joe. I'm totally fine. Really? Well, if your money doubles every 10 years at the rule of 72, if inflation is running at 7.2%, that's going to be worth 20 and 10, 40 and 20. Like, oh, I'm totally fine. The more money that you have, that's more estate taxes you have to pay. Mm-hmm. And nobody keeps their money liquid. It's all illiquid. Real estate, business equity, IRAs, 401k, SEPs. So when you need that money, the government's sitting there licking their chops. Because the perfect example is the owner of the 1999 Miami Dolphins NFL football team. Mm-hmm. He had no will. This is in Sports Illustrated. You can Google this. He died. The Dolphins worth about $900 million. His family got hit with like $500 million in estate taxes.
Mm.
Every day they didn't pay, it was like $1 million past April 15th that they didn't pay their estate taxes. So did they come from a position of power or did they come from a position of weakness? They needed to sell the Dolphins more than someone needed to buy it. So when you come from a place of weakness, you don't get top dollar.
No. Right?
It's all about arbitrage and economics, supply and demand, whatever. I don't want to bore everybody. So they ended up selling at extreme discount for, let's say, $600 million. Gave $500 million to the government. There's 4 kids. Each kid got like $15 million after taxes because there's capital gains on that too, as well as estate taxes.
This is unbelievable, right?
So literally 5% was netted from 100% asset. You're talking about a little under $40 million from a $900 million asset. So just because you have money, if you don't have a plan for it, if it's not an irrevocable life insurance trust, you don't have a second to die policy, you don't have a deferred comp plan, you're going with the government. Every dollar you give with the government, that money's going to grow, right?
Yeah.
The Wall Street's manipulated to no end. I think they're going to install Trump and then crash the market in about 6-8 months. But it's a long story. So if you understand how everything works, do what you need to do, and you can do it at a lower level. I've clients do $500 bucks a month.
Yeah,
I've clients who do $100 million a year. There's no limit to being your own bank. It's just so vitally important. I can't stress it. It's
what do you say to somebody who has a small chunk of change, a few thousand dollars, that they would like to start with something somewhere? What would be, because I'm finding more Americans right now really don't have, they don't have as much as they did starting.
47% increase of debt.
It's crazy. 47%
more debt when Trump was in day one to where we are, I believe it was about a month ago. Americans are 47% more in debt. So I know people want to do it. They're like, Joe, I can't afford to eat. I can't afford, you know. So again, it's quoting your auto, quoting your life, doing a budget, all the necessity things. It's like, if I want to wake up and be thin, which is something I'm working on, losing weight, I don't just wake up one day and say, I'm just going to work out 10 hours a day and start going. It's writing everything down, coming up with a plan, executing the plan, having somebody that helps you walk you through it, caloric intake, right? It's the same thing with finance, having a budget, you know, more calories equal your fatter, less money equals your poorer. Right. It's that simple.
Right.
So it's just numbers. And you know what? Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. And when you have a plan with numbers and you look at them and say, okay, if I do this, I do that, I do that. It seems scary. It seems overwhelming. It seems like there's no way I can do it. But I'm telling you, you can. It's easier than anything, finances, because it's just math. If I make 50 grand a year and I put away 20% of my money, I can live on 40. 10,000 a year for 30 years is 300. With inflation, I have $2-3 million. I have it tax free. I leverage it to buy real estate while during my working years. Now I turn that to 8 million because I'm actually using my retirement while I'm working instead of handcuffing it for decades, which is what the average American does. And then guess who spends your money during those decades? That would be the government. Go to usdebtclock.org. You see Medicare, $41 trillion they stole. Social Security, $27 trillion they stole from us. That is theft. They're using our money that we are putting away. And they're just saying, yeah, we're gonna leverage it. We're going to lean it. We're going to derivate it. We're going to multiply it. Ain't nothing you can do about it because you are deciding to work with a system that is abusing you. Oh, well, we have to pay taxes for roadways. The amount of money we give to Ukraine, we could have put asphalt around the entire world.
We could have had the Iron Dome and the most beautiful roads by now.
And we don't. And they're letting our bridges collapse. They're not fixing the road. All of this is by design. And there's so many sleeping people that don't understand. There's only one way to control a million sheep if you're one wolf. And that's through fear. That's it. There's no other way. There's no other way. Dumb them down. Make them smart enough just to work. Make them dumb enough not to know what to do with their money. Give them an instant gratification complex. Hit them with such crazy marketing every day. And we are living in this bubble, our own jail.
It's
all
true.
Built and run by the government. We are the inmates in our own jail, managing our own jail. And it's like, just people don't understand how money works. What is money? What's a dollar? What's a ruble? What's a euro? What's arbitrage? What's derivatives? Like, but you know what Trump ate for dinner last week, right? It's so important to understand and put it in perspective. And I understand it's dry. It's boring. It's not exciting. There's no Netflix shows on budget planning.
Right.
But it's if you do it once, you're done. Once you do the budget, you understand where your dollars go. I can't express how important it is. And again, money doesn't make you happy, but money solves problems, which makes you happy. So inadvertently, money does make you happy. So it's just so important to get these things in place, because if you're not going to do it, who is?
Yeah, it's so true. And we're not taking the time out of our weeks or our days to secure our own future and then we're going to be 75 with a problem here, and you know, a lot quicker than we think. You know,
that's the welcome to Walmart strategy.
Yeah, yeah, and that's kind of what I'm seeing. You're
a greeter at Walmart at 78 years old, and that's how you want to live your golden years.
Yeah, like no. You know, when you work your butt off for all those years, and then you make it that far in life, and your money is wiped out from under you by every tax that you can do. Living example over here of watching it occur to us. So we're like, no, we're not moving any money until we find Joe and make some changes and literally sit down and make a plan for this. Now, what I'm also seeing with the American people with their lack of trust is a lack of wanting to put their money anywhere. So right. They're like going back to like Great Depression stuff in the mattress.
Gold and silver.
That's a whole different ball game. And what I want to tell them is, you know, a few things. But remember this, we have over 30 million new illegals here. Okay. And with that being said, I know the number is over half of them. I'm not really sure the full statistic on this. Is of military-aged men. So we don't just have CCP members and Venezuelans from prison. We got Guatemalans. We got it all, right? Which we would normally welcome in through a legal process.
Correct.
But not when they're coming out of prison and they've been there murdering and killing children and all these things, okay? There's going to be a hard way for them to get into this country, and they're being welcomed by the Biden administration. So let's go back to the Depression. When literally nobody had nothing and they raided people's homes and took everything they had. You cannot go back to putting stuff in your mattress in a digital world anymore. We're not in that time era for that to be okay. I'm not going to stick gold bars in my pillowcase. I just can't. You don't know what the risk is of everything you own. So it really requires a financial plan. And Joe, I love yours. So let's go over. I'm going to go pull up your website really quick because I think people need to see kind of some of the stuff that you outline here. And I should have had this up. I'm really missing Heidi, my assistant. She don't come back till next week.
Well, this is my favorite dollar right here.
Let me see what you got. Oh, that is so cool. That's really cool.
This is my favorite currency known to man.
I have ones, and it's actually upstairs. I got at the very first Trump rally ever. And it was when it was in 2021 after they stole his position as our president. He came to Ohio first. So we drove down to Ohio rally, and this wonderful woman from the Trump campaign was in the front, and she saw us, and she comes over. She's like, I have something for you guys. We're like, oh, what you got? We're so excited, right? We're getting ready to go through Secret Service gates to get in. She hands us these Trump bells with his that are so real. They look similar to that one, and they were outlined in gold. And it was like the best memorabilia piece. I was oh, I have Trump money. This is so fun. I gave one to my sister because I was able to get two. And Heidi, my niece, the assistant, she got one. It was really cool. All right, Iron Hawk Financial. Let's go. So you guys can see what I did. You just do the search, right? I hit the website. And are we full screen now, Joe?
Yep.
All right. Let me get back to where I was. There we go. So if you guys kind of take this, like he has a great, great video here breaking down what matters most. I love this video. You can see as you scroll through, there are so many people that have given you the greatest reviews on what you're doing. Let's talk about this guy. Who is Timothy Maloney?
This is another broker in the industry. So I build strategic alliances with a lot of other professionals, like the guy on the left on the next picture. He owns a property and casualty firm, Stratum & Winch. He's my partner, Dan Kaufman. He is a master accountant who's been setting up accountant plans for years for my clients. So what I did is I just mirrored what my dad built. My dad built a $25 million company having subs, right? Mm-hmm. So he had a roofer, a mason, a landscaper, excavator, a builder, a driveway guy, a garage door guy, right? So, and he made a piece off of every deal, and he mirrored everything to, you know, double check everybody that they can represent his brand and his name. So I did the same thing. I got lawyers, accountants, CPAs, attorneys, elder law attorneys, auto, home, life, disability, you know, retirement, rollovers, you know, certified financial planners, CTLUs, like Series 7, like anything that my clients need, I have access to in my network. And I felt by doing that, similar to how the Patriot, you know, market works, you know, I wouldn't be on 100 podcasts if people weren't telling other people about me. So it's the same difference. And when you build those relationships, you build those alliances, and you have a proven track record that people are happy with the people that you're bringing them, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for that, for the client. It's a win for my partner. It's a win for me, because I get all these ratings and people are really happy with what I do, how I do it. You know, I walk people through it. I don't charge anybody a penny for my time, ever. You know, and I work.
Yeah, that's very, let's be really clear about that. If you guys connect with Joe, he is not going to charge you to learn about what you can do. All right. So we kind of forget to skip over that, because most people are so used to being charged.
10 grand for a plan where 99% of it is already prefabricated. They're like, put your name and your address and your phone number, make a couple pie charts. Like, that'll be $10,000, sir. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, it's stealing. I would never do that to a client ever. I think it's the most degrading thing you can do. And then they're like, we don't make commissions. It's like, yeah, you do.
Give me
you
a break.
Build it in the back end. Like, I had that license for 17 years. I know how that works. You know, yeah. I got rid of them in March of 21. So I could write books, do podcasts, be on the radio, be featured in, you know, the Daily Caller. You know, I was just featured in there last month, you know, International Business Times, Business Insider, Market Insider, you know, so it's so people don't understand when you look behind the curtains and like in the financial industry world, it's like 80% of them are just gluttonous a-holes that like are so self-absorbed that think they're God's gift to reality. And you got, you know, 10% who don't know what they're doing. And you have the 10% who actually know what the heck they're doing. And out of those people, they're at the wrong carrier, at the wrong company. They're getting taken advantage of by that general agent. They're being taken advantage of by their managing director. And it's like when you understand how this business works, is so much shadiness and so much ignorance is used for profit in the financial industry, not just on the consumers, but the actual agents and the advisors and the CPA. So it's like having a good view of everything gives you a really good understanding of how do I structure my business? Who do I work with? What carriers do I offer? How can I get the highest payout for myself?
Yeah.
And how can I do the right thing for my clients so I can keep making money on an ethically and morally way where I get, you know, I go to sleep at night like this, you know, and I know other business owners that maybe do shady stuff. They're like, how do you go to sleep? Like, because I have no enemies. All yeah. I do is just help people. All I do is protect
people. I'm convinced that it was part of your purpose here. I really am, as I've gotten to know you, is to really help not just secure the future, but to help them learn how to do it. As I've gotten to know you, I just really feel that heavy with you spiritually, that it is a mission for you. And one of the interest of mine is annuities.
Oh my God.
They're the so annuities awesome. Becoming the steady stream of income, as you guys see right here. I'll just leave this up, but I have to go back to my camera. And the thing about this for me is, remember, when you're having children, you have no idea what your circumstances are. And there's many circumstances. One of mine happened to be a severely medical situation with my middle daughter that is disabled. And we had no idea. So we got to save her life. It was over $2,000 a month to get what we needed, didn't qualify for things. And if we would have had the knowledge of the time she turned 13, they said she would live 2 to 4 years old. We have surpassed that. So we're in a new game by the grace of God with her. However, even though she received some benefits, she's still very expensive. And with that being said, when you have circumstances of life, ours being her daughter, that throw you for such a loop, where are you getting the $2,000 more? If you're lucky, that's money to put away. If you're lucky, the $2,000 that you weren't paying before is available, right? Well, most middle-class Americans, it's not. They're down to like having their grocery money left every month. So you can't have something thrown at you so difficult and no money to deal with it. And if I would have known about this, Joe, tell us about annuities. And first, I just want to say before you do that, I want to read this off. This always helps my radio viewers. You guys, you can go to ironhawkfinancial.com or you can call Joe directly there. His contact number is on the website. It is 203-815-3673. 203-815-3673. So tell everybody a little bit about annuities, because this is like my new thing. This is where I want to go with you. I want to talk annuities.
Yeah, and annuities are fun. Over $300 billion every 12 months goes into annuities, higher than 08 recently. Yeah. A lot of people understand the market could crash. Most Americans' net worth is inside of their 401k and their IRA or their real estate, but usually their IRA or 401k, because Americans usually get second and third mortgages on their houses to stay afloat, especially during like 08s and 2020s. So what annuity does is it does a rollover, right? It's called a 1035 IRS exchange, absolutely free. There's no cost. Your company does have to offer an in-force rollover or in-force transfer form. So you just call HR if they do. If they do, you want to move your money ASAP, like yesterday. And you don't do it with me, but I'm here if you need me. But just find somebody you trust and move it into an annuity. Beautiful. I think there's going to be a huge market crash again. I don't want to fear monger. The world, you know, the sky is falling. There's supposed to be a crash in 21 when Biden came in 22. I get it. In 23. I think they've kept the market up because they wanted to reelect a Democrat and they wanted to combat Trump's low gas prices and good economy by propping up the economy. They gave Trump COVID and they put the death ticker on him. Okay. What I think is going to happen is they're going to implant Trump, because no reasonable person could think Kamala Harris could be Trump. I don't care who you are. That's like a NCAA player beating Michael Jordan in a one-on-one. Like, okay, come on. So we're pretty confident Trump's going to win, but we do need to vote. We do need to stay diligent. We do need to continue to grind as if he's not. But let's say Trump wins, which you can go back to podcasts I did 6 months ago. I already called this. You know, I didn't know he was going to have a near-death experience. I just thought he's going to win. So if you understand what they're going to do, they're going to implant Trump and they're going to crash the economy. And why would they do that? Well, just like we had the death toll, they unleashed a disease under Trump and then blamed him for it. And then brought this random guy, Dr. Fauci, in, who ran the whole country, and Bill Gates, who creates, computer viruses to sell you a virus scan protection. And then he creates a real virus. Isn't that funny? But we're AI and we actually
look at him here. We call him Dr. Fredauci. My artist friend sent this to me.
I love that.
F. Simon.
So true.
Yeah. Dr. Fredauci, and he's got his evil horns. Fraud. Ouchie.
So I think they're going to implant Trump, and just like they did death toll, and then, you know, right before Biden or right after Biden got, they stole the election or whatever you want to call it. As soon as Biden got in, the death toll went away. All of a sudden, COVID, nobody died from COVID anymore. And like January 6th, everyone's dying. January 5th, everyone's dying. COVID's murdering everybody. January 6th, like, what? Huh? COVID? What are you talking about? You guys nuts? There's nothing. So I think they're going to do the same thing. They're going to let Trump in. He's going to lower gas prices, going to open up the Keystone Pipeline. It's going to be wonderful. People are going to get really excited and happy. They're going to invest more into the markets, unprotected, what I call naked investing. And then what the ultra wealthy are going to do, like they're keeping the price of gold and silver down through what's called puts against the industry. They have a lot of calls right now in the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, even the tech sector, even though we just saw it go down 5% in the last 3 days. But that is, in my opinion, still going to go up. That's where I have a lot of my money until the election. So if you understand how everything works, they're going to install Trump, and then they're going to crash the economy. And then on the bottom right of CNN, MSNBC, even Fox, because they were guilty of having the death toll, they're going to have the NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P 500 down. How much is it down since Trump's been in office? And they're going to just pound and pound and pound by buying puts and puts and puts, and which is betting against. I know if you don't know derivatives, I'm speaking Chinese, but
yeah, no, I'm trying to absorb.
Yeah, they bet against it, and I don't want to bore your clients with derivatives and option contracts, but
that's how they manipulate the market on a daily basis. If the market stayed flat, nobody makes any money. So they have to have the market go up and down, because that's how people actually steal money out of the market. If you understood about arbitrage, yeah, and buy and sell and stuff like that. So this is what's going to happen. So what an annuity does, an annuity, after that, you know, long mouthful, right?
necessary, Joe. We need to know.
What annuity is it rolls over your existing IRA, 401k, SEP, simple pension, deferred comp, 457, 403b. There is some Roth IRA annuities, brokerage accounts. You just got to pay the taxes before you move it. It goes into a wrapper. So it goes into a new IRA, right? Or if you pay cash, it's a non-qualified, but 99% of them is a rollover. It's a single premium. So it's just a one-time rollover. It goes into a brick or a box of $1 billion with, let's say, 18,000 other people. If you roll over 100,000 or 500,000 or something. Yeah. And then that $1 billion block is now set. And now their cost of contracts are super cheap. You can't lose because the insurance company holds all the puts. So the insurance company is betting on the market losing. You're betting on the market going up. If the market goes up, you get 100% of all the profit, and it's anywhere between 200 to 355% of whatever the fund does. Yeah. So the fund gets 10% in a one year period, they give you 20%. If it gets 20% in a 2 year period, 10 and 10, you get 70%. And I show it to you in writing. And there has been years where clients have doubled their money in 24 months in writing, backed by a 175-year-old AAA rated mutual investment insurance company. So it's a rollover, and what it does is if the market crashes, you actually want a market crash with an annuity. Well, why would I want a market crash?
Yeah.
Well, because when the market goes down, you get a 100% loss of zero. You don't lose anything. So if you had $100,000 in your account, market loses 50, you still have your $100,000. If the market goes – when it comes back up on the way up, you're getting 2 to 3 times the percentages when the market's going up. And if you know anything about market performance – any loss, a greater loss, 50%, you have to gain 100% to break even. So if I had $100, I lost 50%, I have 50 bucks. I get my 50% back. I'm not even, because the 50% is not on the 100 that I had. It's on the 50 that I have. So I only have 75 bucks. 50% of 50 is 25. So if the market lost 50, I have 50 bucks. I need to double the 50. Well, what's doubling? It's 100% rate of return. 100% of 50 is 50. So if I lose 50% and then I gain 100%, I make nothing. But with my strategy, when you lose 50%, you lose nothing. On the way up, you get 100%. They double or triple that 100%. So you can actually double or triple your money within a short period of time. And yes, it has happened historically. I can easily show you letterhead.
That is something you can collect off of as needed, correct?
Oh, yeah. You can turn it on as a pension. Yeah. You can take an additional 10% withdrawal. So let's say you're pulling $70,000, $80,000 out. You have access to all the growth over the
amortization. No taxing on this?
Taxable.
Is it?
Because it's already qualified money. So what I do with the clients is existing retirement accounts is I roll over into an annuity, usually a growth annuity or an income annuity, depending on what's more important, growth or income.
Yeah.
And then their new money that they were contributing into their retirement. Like I just had a client, the husband and wife are maxing their 401ks at 19.5. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? They're only matched up to like $5,000. So I took the other 15,000 each or 30 grand and I got them their each own account. For $15,000 a year to be their own bank. All the money inside that is tax-free. It's liquid. It's sue-proof, all that. So your new money goes to diversifying your taxation, your upside, your market downside, and your liquidity, right? So if you're 30, you're 20, 30, or 40, you don't want to tie your money up for 40 years, 30 years, or 20 years. You want to utilize that money while you still have the most knowledge and energy to buy a fixer-upper rental, to buy a fix and flipper, to get into a business deal with one of your business associates or your friends or a family, or maybe your grandmother isn't doing so good. So you have a chance to buy her house at discount and then rent it for residual income. Because the big misconception that Americans have is that assets are more important than income. And that's not true. Income is your quality of life. Income is the ability for you to go to a private school for your kids, go on vacation, buy a reliable vehicle, live in a safe neighborhood. Mm-hmm. If there's an emergency that comes up, an opportunity comes up, income is, in my opinion, way more valuable than assets. So what Americans do, they try to spend all their time building assets, which the government takes half. Well, why not try and build a legal tax-free income that you can never outlive? And then why not add on a taxable income with money you've already had? Because I'm not going to have you lose half of your money this year in taxes to in penalties to move to a Roth. You know, it makes no sense.
Right.
So it's doing these long-term planning so that you can easily understand why, how, benefits, downside, upside. Well, the downside is you can't lose. That's a pretty good downside, right?
Right.
And the upside downside. Is annuity's been averaging over 13% compounding over the last 10 years, which is double the S&P 500.
That's amazing.
So if you understand how the – and they don't do anything special. They just – when you buy a stock, you don't own the stock anymore. You don't get vote proxy. You don't get a beautiful leaf certificate that our grandparents got that you own a stock of GM or whatever the company is. You're owning a speculative position. Mm-hmm. And you have all the downside risk and only whatever the market's upside is. Well, derivatives, they multiply it. So if you have 2, 3, 4x, instead of owning one share of Tesla, own 4 for the same dollar. And instead of having downside protection on Tesla, have a can't lose because the insurance company is holding the put. So when the market crashes, the insurance company gets all the money, but it's mutual. They can't make money. It's a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. So then that money goes to cover all your option contract costs. So there's literally no cost to you. There is annuities that are literally free. When I say free, I mean free. No 12B1 fee, no Class A share fund fee, no money management fee, no annual account fee, no contract fee, no option contract fee. You put in 100 grand. If the market loses 10 years in a row, you still have your 100 grand. There's no fees at all.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. So it's less cost effective. Well, what if I turn on the income and I die? There's a death benefit. It's not the old annuities where you like give up your asset in exchange for an income. And if you die early, tough luck. But I mean, nothing. If I own an annuity company and that was the strategy and you roll over $5 million with me, all I gotta do is hire a hitman and boom, I just made $5 million because you don't have access to your money. But there's death benefits on these. There's you can't lose. They're structured in a way to benefit the consumer. And unlike the government, which is a monopoly, there's no competition. They build these plans to screw you. And there's nothing that any other company or competitor can do. Canada's not coming and trying to get your money. Europe's not coming and trying to get your money. The government's a monopoly. The private sector has companies like Charles Schwab, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Northwestern Mutual, MetLife, Guardian, Penn, National – there's hundreds of carriers, Principal, Jackson. So they compete against each other. So you get the best deal because when there's competition, they have to lower their prices. And this guy has to add this rider and add this add-on, add long-term care. There's an income doubler where if I'm getting $50,000 a year for my pension, I get long-term care. They'll give you $100,000 guaranteed for 5 years. They'll double your income to cover long-term care expenses. There's so many different ways you can, you know, do this strategy, all depending on what your personal goals are. Time horizon, risk tolerance. Do you care to leave a legacy? Do you want to die with a dollar? Because all your kids are a-holes. You don't want to leave them any money, which I hear. And I'm like, okay, so we build it. Let's take all the money out.
You know what's so really incredible about all of it is – if you understand none of it, not only do we have you, but also you're teaching people how to reinvest into themselves.
Correct.
Invest into yourself with what you already have. That is so important because that's not how we grew up. That's not what we learned in school. You know, it was always about a 401k and all these crazy things, you know, that don't really pay out very well later is if you take the investment into yourself. But we are cutting close on the time today. Do you have anything you want to tell everyone before we go today? And I do have to, one clip that we're going to go out on of the Flynn movie today.
Yeah, I was actually on a podcast with Mike Flynn about 3 months ago on ACN. But so
love him. General Flynn is I love amazing. General Flynn.
He's such a cool dude. Huge fan too.
Yeah. I'm in an affiliate of his. So
yeah, he's great.
We do the media and stuff.
Amazing guy. So what I will tell all your listeners, if you're interested in learning about this strategy, absolutely for free, you don't have to talk to me. You don't have to be sold anything.
Just write an email to Joe at Iron Hawk Financial. That's J-O-E at iron like the metal, hawk like the bird, financial.com. Joe at Iron Hawk Financial. And just say free books. I heard you on the Jody podcast, Java with Jody, just Jody podcast, however you want to put it. And I'll give you my all three of these books are on Amazon, by the way. Being Your Own Bank by Joseph Lombardi, Unlocking the Power of Cash Value Life Insurance. There's a Better Way Than a 401k. And then Long-Term Care Without Long-Term Pains. I'll send you all three of my books absolutely free. I'll send you two Forbes articles on my strategy, the International Business Times article on me, the all basically everything that you could possibly need, a YouTube video that I made that I only send out. It's private. I only send out to prospects. I don't want competitors stealing it and mass marketing it. Yeah. So if you're interested, just write an email to Joe at IronHawkFinancial.com. Free books, heard you on the Jody podcast. There's no strings attached. You're not going to go on some sort of email list. You're not going to be harassed. And when I send you all my information, there'll be a link, a Calendly link. If you want to book a meeting, great. It's free. If you don't, no harm, no foul. Maybe you're not ready. Maybe you're waiting, you know, for one of your parents to pass. Maybe you're waiting for daycare to come due, which will free up $1,500 a month. There's always, in my business, it's about timing. Right. So I'm trying to get people all the information that they need so that they can make better financial decisions. So send that email. If you want to book directly with me, you can go to www.ironhawkfinancial.com. Go to contact us on the top right. Fill out your name, your email, and your phone number. I'll reach out to you personally to get you on my calendar. Booking a few weeks out right now. Even in the summer, which usually I'm dead in the summer. So this is weird. This is crazy.
I'm so happy for you because you're really like someone who registers with truth, honesty, integrity, transparency. You never collect off of just a phone call to inform people. So you're one that is exceptional at what you do in teaching us how to handle our own money and making us protect our future is everything. Like when you show us the way to do that, it allows us to literally become the people that are collecting off their own money later. That there's so many people not doing that. They're just sitting there. And if they want to get it, we're paying taxes on it. So there's a lot of ways that Joe's going to be able to assist us with moving forward with our own money. I mean, literally, why not take the few $100 that you're putting into retirement and invest in yourself where it's attainable, you know, or people that have left the retirement world that have money that want to do something more with it. So it's a great time to have you here, you know, because there's not too many that deal with insurance and finances that the American people are trusting. And we only here support patriots, right? So just so you know, Joe is a patriot, and that means everything to me. To be able to work with other Patriot companies. So you're definitely somebody I want to handle my money. I don't know what to do with. And there's not a lot. There's enough to do something to collect off of instead of just spending, you know, just back at the government all the time. So you guys get on over to IronHawkFinancial.com today. Joe told you how to contact him, and I'm super excited. And Joe, I'm going to want the books. I'm going to email you. I'm definitely going to want to read this. I want to pass them on to my husband and my son. My son's 27. He's creating a beautiful life for himself. And I think he would be really beneficial with you to discuss where to go and what to do next. Because, you know, I don't want to see him without the knowledge that we didn't have when we were 27. You know, you get into your 50s, you're like, hello, it's time for a change. Because we can't trust anything, especially when we don't even know who is going to be on the Democratic ticket for sure. Because they're still going over that right now. And this oversight committee is tripping out on the Secret Service as we speak. So that's another big thing going on today. But I do have a video. We're going to go out on the Flynn movie. I'm still encouraging everyone to see this. It is a must-see film if you want the truth. And I always say there's things that, you know, you see that are the truth, and there's things you feel that are the truth. This movie registers with you in the way that you feel. So I'm going to play that clip real quick, and you guys are going to be able to get this movie at theflynnmovie.com. If you want to help support the show, you're going to go to theflynnmovie.com/REF/JustJody. Okay. So that's how you can help support us today. Let's get over to the Flynn movie design area. Here we go. Joe, I'll be right back after this clip.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. And so I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
That's right, General Flynn is above the surface. So I just want to say thank you today for carving out time for me. I know how crazy busy you are, and I just appreciate you popping in today and helping us learn how to take care of our dang selves financially, because we really are becoming a country that is unaware how to do anything financially for ourselves with all of the trauma drama that we've had. So I do appreciate you doing that. And you're going to hear from me. We're going to quit saying it. We're just going to do this. Okay, Joe. So I'm going to be getting a hold of you. And this time I might skip above and it might just be me. I might have to leave the mayor behind. He's too busy too. I'm coming in. We need to get moving. I need to secure my future with Ironhawk Financial because I don't trust anybody else, Joe.
I always appreciate using the platform, and I appreciate the time, and I always love seeing you, love your personality and who you are. So, yeah, I'm excited to work with you.
Back at you. And anytime you want to come back, you just let me know, or if you just want to hang out and do the news, I'm always here to do that too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate
every
the offer.
Day. Oh, I almost forgot. I have to show one more thing before we go today, you guys. This is BBS Radio and TV. This is the other global platform that we are on. You can see where it's just all over the place, and you can go anywhere in Roku and Apple and all these great places to listen to us. We are on Channel 2 at the Patriots Helping Patriots Network because they are so awesome that they actually gave us our own channel over at BBS. So Channel 2. Scroll down and you will find our own channel there. That is right. And I'm there every night from 9 to 12. So you can listen to this there tonight. And there'll be some other stuff, I'm sure, that's added for the evening show tonight. But Joe will air there tonight. If you missed it, please pass it along. And I am looking forward to helping us all move forward financially, Joe. So don't go too far because I'm going to need you back soon.
I'm always available for you, Joey.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, and we're going to talk to you soon. You guys, God bless y'all. God bless POTUS 45. God bless America. I'm just Jody. We are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see y'all soon. Thank y'all for watching.